Blog Talk Radio.
A world halfway between what you know and what you do not understand?
Join us each week as we cross the bridges of consciousness and lift the veil between the dimensions.
Connect and activate your mind, body, and soul as we
awaken your higher self.
Becoming unaware of the other dimensions, mind and thought, while the other is opening outward and up toward. And we find ourselves having to deal with these things before we're able to bid them farewell and rid ourselves. And the shift, as we talk about, that happens around us is, again, challenging and pushing us to confront what it is we are holding on to that is keeping us from expanding, keeping our vibrational rate from creating as much power and energy as infinitely possible. So, as we begin to confront what it is in our individual life and our individual choices, we may find residual effects of that, especially things that we've kept way down for a lot of years or a lot of time. And it's uncomfortable, which is why so many of us don't do that. We fill our days with lots of distractions, with lots of busy work, things to keep us on track and distract us from sometimes the matters at hand, the matters of the heart. So, as we begin to confront the unity, we find ourselves getting uncomfortable. It's not comfortable sometimes to remember. And it's very necessary because those emotions, those habits, some physical postures, and believe me, there is a world of physical postures out there. Each little thing is another piece in the matrix. People say, oh, well, I only do this, oh, well, I only do that. But if you really sit down and evaluate all these only, we find that there's quite a lot of stacks that are weighing you down, anchoring your conscious evolution, so to speak. So, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to recognize the symptoms of the shift. As I said earlier, there are very physiological symptoms that you may be experiencing, along with some mental and emotional changes that you may be noticing in your life, or in people's lives around you. You may be noticing the shift happening to others. Well, we're going to talk about how to recognize symptoms of the shift coming up next. A short break for a few minutes, and play a musical interview by the band Primal Nature. So we do hope that you will stay with us and enjoy this lovely song. And then we'll come right back and start talking about how to recognize the symptoms of the shift in your life. And after that, we're going to take callers and have some open discussion and hear what's going on out there, how everybody is experiencing the shift, and how you're dealing with it. So thanks for listening, good evening, and enjoy this too. Higher Self. Tonight's episode is Balancing the Shift, and that song that you just heard, I Can't Win by Primal Nature. Great energy, great message. All right, so we're going to talk about how to recognize
the symptoms of the shift. As we have entered into the age of Aquarius, I mentioned a few times now, new energies are surrounding and penetrating us. They are manifesting with various physiological, mental, and emotional symptoms. Within this transition, many of us will experience these symptoms as our bodies are adjusting and upgrading to these new and higher frequencies. Now, you may find you are also experiencing mental and emotional variances. If you are experiencing some or all of these symptoms, know that this is a sign that something very, very positive is happening to you and to our entire planet. All of these symptoms are byproducts of a critical mass of a spiritual awakening, as we talked about earlier. The evolutionary process of the collective consciousness. Now, those that have already been in the process of awakening, and by this I mean shedding their karmic debris, those who have activated new parts of their consciousness that have removed the veil and delved right in. Well, some of the things that you may be experiencing, maybe an increased intuition, as though those gut feelings are coming to you stronger and stronger. Feeling more compassionate, noticing others and their needs, and feeling urged to act on that compassion. You may be experiencing a greater degree of divine guidance. You may have found that out of lately. Everything becomes a message or a sign and has a serendipitous connection. You may be undergoing a process of gaining a deeper understanding of self, crossroads, soul searching, these are words that would come to mind. You may be experiencing an increase in new creativity or new ideas, or reactivated creativity that you thought was long lost. And you will absolutely be experiencing more synchronicity. I know I am definitely experiencing a lot of synchronicity. And if I am, I know all the people around me are, because that's what those synchronicities are, is our connections, those moments that all come together. Now, for those that are unawakened or resisting, and those that are just lifting the veil, the newly awakened, some things that you may be experiencing as this shift stretches and pulls us is life becoming increasingly more challenging. You may be feeling intensified emotions, emotions that you don't know where they come from or why they've taken over you. You may notice your body tensing up for no apparent reason from time to time. Feeling vague, feeling anxious, trouble sleeping, that's a big one. I know many people have complaining about trouble sleeping. Their thoughts just all night long, as if they're being taken to other places in their sleep. Feeling compelled to keep busy, to keep distracted, so that you never really go into that void that we were speaking of. Feeling a sense of urgency, like everything is an emergency and just must be taken care of right now, like there's no time. Maybe you're noticing that you've been having less patience lately or obsessing over things. Unrecognized mood shift. So if you're experiencing any or all of these symptoms, remember, it is very, very real shift happening around you. And it is time to make a choice. You can either resist the shift, or you can let go and follow the flow. And that flow is up and out and radiating. That flow is radiating love. Love is the wave of evolutionary life. So let's talk a little bit about some of these physical symptoms and the metaphysical implications behind some of the common complaints that we've collected. See if there's any of these things that you relate to. And then after this section, we're going to open up the lines for callers because we want to hear what you think. And to our live studio audience, we'd like you guys to share with us if you've experienced any of these symptoms, if you recognize the metaphysical connotations of them, and if you're resisting or adjusting. And sharing your experiences can help someone else out there that has those questions or struggles. Or maybe you have some suggestions. Okay, so one of the first things that is noted in a common complaint are headaches. Now, one of the reasons why you might be experiencing headaches due to the paradigm shift is that when our crown chakra, for those of you out there who know the chakras, when our crown chakra opens or expands, it can be an intense and painful experience. It might feel like a spike or a rod is being inserted right through the top of your head. Headaches are common, and they can range from migraines to cluster headaches to just a dull throb. And it does seem as though women seem to experience these type of headaches more than men. They can be caused by too much energy going through the crown chakra. Like when you have a breaker in your electrical box and you're trying to push too much electricity through that tiny breaker. It blows that breaker. So same kind of effect. Hormonal changes that affect the crown chakra as well. And hormonal changes occur when the chakras are stimulated, any of them. Sometimes the pain can be eased by meditation, by asking spirit or your higher self to make adjustments, to adjust them aligned to the new energy flow. And when you ask for aid to ease the pain, and it is part of the process that is opening and expanding your pineal and your pituitary gland, the pain will only lessen. Because that crown chakra, that's what opens us up to the divine. That's what opens us up to our higher self. So by restoring the balance, by asking for that pain to ease, you're connecting with your higher self. You're telling your higher self, this is what I need. So as the pineal and pituitary gland expand, it helps accommodate the entire energy frequency. Now, the other glands change also, but these two are the major ones that contribute to the headaches you may be experiencing. Now, this can last a few months. It could be a few years, depending on what level of spiritual development that you're at and what your rate of growth is. You see, we all have a different rate. We all learn things differently. We all heal at a different rate. We all understand and absorb at a different rate. We are all different types of circuit breakers, you see. So how long any of these symptoms last is really going to depend on you. And again, that choice that you make to resist the shift or to open up and to accept and to acclimate. Now, here's an interesting one. Flu-like symptoms have been noted to be common. Many people go into their doctor feeling like they have the flu, but the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with you. It's a virus, it's a bacteria. Here we're going to load you down with a whole bunch of antibiotics and things that will further calcify your pineal gland and close you off to the divine because you came in with all these complaints and we want you to go home a happy customer. So here you go. Take all this, but we don't know what's wrong with you. So these flu-like symptoms are a quite common part of the process, our cosmic growth, right? The best advice we can give you on this one is to just ride it out. Don't take the antibiotics. They're only prolonging your process. So if you like this roller coaster that you're on, go on. Keep doing it. But if you're ready to get off and expand, you ride a new ride to the top of the galaxy, you've got to start decalcifying the pineal gland, and you cannot take antibiotics for everything. If you continually allow your body to rely on these things, you will have no self-defense built in, no divine defense. Excuse me. So these symptoms are caused by the physical body's reaction to the toxins that are released when the chakras begin to expand. So that is, in fact, why you're experiencing frequent flu-like symptoms. As you're expanding, as your consciousness is becoming more aware, your chakras are releasing these toxins into your system, which, of course, is going to make you feel kind of icky until they all flush their way out. Very important to drink lots of water, purified water, ultraviolet water, oxygenated water, things that help flush those toxins out. Whatever was constricting or congesting the chakras is flushed through the blood. So also new beliefs and paradigms are enacted. The imprinted consciousness in the blood becomes toxic to the physical system because it does not support the new thought, and it contributes to the confusion. Very important for us, again, to flush those old thoughts out of us. It is helpful to supplement the body with blood-fortifying enzymes, with herbs, essential oils, good healthy food, again, water, coconut water, hydrate the cells. Things will help to ease those flu-like symptoms that your doctor can't figure out why you have. Hot lemon drink. This is also an amazing way to cleanse the body. I know in the winter months especially, I like to do a little elixir with a teaspoon of raw apple cider vinegar and lemon and ginger and honey and hot purified water, and that really helps to restore the cells of the body. And some good advice when you're feeling these flu-like symptoms, quote-unquote, is don't work too much during this time, lesson I've learned personally, because you're going through a major shift in your vibration, a major shift, and this is the time your body is reacting this way. It's making you feel tired and sluggish because it's telling you slow down, rest, try and take it easy, and all of this will pass. Don't allow that fear to increase the constriction of your cells and to increase these symptoms or prolong them. So another interesting symptom of the shift that has been reported by the collective conscious is nausea, or changes in our digestional movement, shall we say. This is a common reaction when our solar plexus chakra opens and releases all of our stored fear, anger, and resentment. This is where we hold, this is the area that we hold all this in our solar plexus, right behind our belly buttons, our chi. We hold our fear, our anger, our resentment, our disappointments, all those things are held right there. And as we begin to confront these things and as we begin to release them and allow them to move away from us so that we can yet expand another level of our consciousness, well, if they're coming out of that area, of course, it's changing the vibrational rate in that area. So everything feels a little bit wobbly, right, until it realigns and adjusts back to its natural state. Karmic and family issues, interestingly enough, will promote gas buildup and release, let's say. So that's kind of interesting if you have a lot of family issues or a lot of karma from your past or from a past life that you may be carrying around. These things could be bloating you out or could be being released in a noxious sort of way. Muscle aches and joint pain. So if you're experiencing muscle aches and joint pain amplified from what you may normally be experiencing from past injuries, or if they're just areas that are hurting out of the blue, a new muscle or a new joint that's aching for some reason. Again, you can use the inception of fear and play into that and go running off to a doctor and someone who will give you tons of things that will mask all those problems but never really find the problem and help it. Or you can sit in the stillness and become the void. And ask yourself, ask your body, ask your muscles, ask your joints why. Why are you hurting? Increasing your vibration forces the energy through the body as we raise this vibratory rate. Right? Nothing comes without a price. Even though we want to raise our rate, we want to cross over this shift. We want to be all we can be. But we still have to give up what we were. And that can be uncomfortable, sometimes downright painful. So when there are blockages impeding the energy flow, this raised and forced energy slams into them, causing these symptoms. It slams into the cells and tissues of the muscle. It slams into your joints, to your tendons, your ligaments. So if you're experiencing these problems, that means that there are some blockages going on in your meridians and your pathways of energy. And this energy is being forced, shot out of a rocket with these evolutionary light rays that are washing all over you. And so it's increasing inflammation, it's increasing the impact that you're taking. Again, often we can alleviate these symptoms by asking for assistance from our higher self. We ask to ease and adjust the pain by adjusting the energy flow, by backing off that energy just a little bit so as to give us time to acclimate. The body can actually, usually, very quickly adjust to these higher vibrations, sometimes in just a few moments or a few hours, or even just a few days. But we have to connect. We have to consciously align with these adjustments. They're not going to happen by accident. they're going to keep slamming into us and saying, hey, we're here. Are you going to pay attention to that? Now, this is an interesting symptom to the stuff. And I know that we have all seen this in ourselves individually and in many of our friends and loved ones around us, but depression. Depression is a very, very common symptom that is attached to this shift. And this is caused by an increased rate, again, of vibration. A higher frequency forces any illnesses, viruses, or infections hiding in the body to the surface. So, as we talk about our emotional karma, our unwanted emotions and baggage, right? Those are toxins, those are illnesses, those are pains in the body. And as we raise our vibrational rate, they're going to be forced to the surface, forced to be confronted. So to discover the root cause contributing to this state, you have to examine your beliefs and the decisions that are creating your reality. It's also important to monitor your internal dialogue, to learn what you are creating for yourself. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? How do you receive and react to yourself, to your ideas, to your heart's desires? Observing and realizing the state you are experiencing can help allow these things to pass more quickly. There are amazing herbs out there that you can take to assist with depression if you find that this is a problem that you can't get a hold of through meditation or through understanding and confrontation. Sometimes we get into that state for so long that we forget what it's like to not feel that way. And this amazing earth and world that we've been given has everything on it that we need to reestablish and to realign. And they're there for us to use, not to abuse, not to rely on for every moment of the rest of our life, but to aid us, to comfort us, to guide us through a troubled time. When our body has forgotten its natural vibration, there are herbs that can help us to heal, that remind ourselves and our organs what rate they should be vibrating, and they can soothe and calm us. So very seriously out there, if you're noticing depression becoming greater and greater to deal with, and maybe this is something you've dealt with all your life, remember, the shift didn't just start like a week ago, people. This shift's been going on for thousands of years, and intensely since the 1960s. So for many of us, our whole entire life, we have been dealing with this. We've been dealing with these aches and pains. We've been dealing with this depression. Don't turn away from it. Don't be afraid of it. Confront it and humble yourself to it. Allow yourself to heal. Allow yourself to receive assistance, whether it's a hug from a loved one or a friendly ear or the herbs that the divine allows to grow on this tiny rock. Indulge, imbibe, and soothe your weary spirit. Attached to that, you may find that you cry for almost no reason, or that you feel emotionally vulnerable. When blockages from this lifetime and other lifetimes begin to release, the emotional body will react in this manner, like liquid energy. The photon belt of energy stimulates and contributes to the spontaneous release of these burdens. trying to control or resist these urges will further repress and block the energy, making things even more difficult. So what that's saying is cry. Cry if you need to. If you feel that emotion coming on you, whether it's for happiness, whether it's for sorrow or regret, or whether it's for no reason at all, allow that energy to flow. Do not block it. It needs to go somewhere, or you will implode. Crying, moaning, sobbing, toning, these are cleansing releases. So just let it out. Symptom that may be experienced during the shift is a fluttering or a pain in your heart chakra area, or perhaps breathing problems may be increasing. So if you are experiencing that on an amplified level, or maybe dealt with that for a large part of your life, this is a symptom experienced when the heart chakra begins to open or when it begins to enlarge in order to receive more energy, in order to receive more love. Pain sensations in the heart and not being able to breathe can be very frightening because you may think you're having a heart attack. Oftentimes, people who experience that go to the doctor and they get told it's anxiety or gas pain, right? Well, these symptoms can be caused by the expansion of energy running through your solar plexus, as we talked about, right? And your heart chakra, because the heart and stomach area are connected there. So the best solution for you if you're experiencing breathing issues or a fluttering heart is to relax. Relaxing will help adjust the energy flow. Anxiety and fear, remember this, anxiety and fear only constrict the energy, causing more severe reactions. A normal experience when undergoing a frequency increase, your heart rate is going to quicken. That ties into your respiratory rate, which is going to quicken. So just relax. Allow your heart to open. Remind yourself that you have permission to receive divine love, impersonal love, unconditional love. And allow your heart to gently open and expand. Now, some of you, especially us ladies, may be experiencing hot flashes or night and day sweats. Most of the time for us older ladies, they might contribute that to the change. But everyone is experiencing these. Men are experiencing hot flashes and change in their internal temperature, and people of all ages are experiencing where you get a sudden rush, a whoosh over you. These are commonly experienced due to energy flowing too quickly through the body. Hormonal changes, of course, which men have too, and as we spoke of, as we raise the vibratory rate of our chakras, our hormones change. And the body is learning to adjust to this higher vibratory rate, so it's creating more energy, right? Stirring the fires of creation there. So it's heating us up. Now, some men, and possibly women, you may be experiencing fat being stored in this area, which might feel like you're growing breasts or your breasts are enlarging. If you are a man that this is happening to, do not be concerned about this because the puffiness in the chest area will only last for a short while. As the heart expands, as the solar plexus expands, and as the energy flow is regulated throughout the body, everything will settle back in where it should. Now, I know this is a very common one, especially for many of the people in our tribe around us. I hear this from all of us. We have extreme tiredness. Even if we get a lot of rest or take naps or haven't done anything particularly strenuous that day, we're finding that the slightest little thing is just draining it out of us. Now, for those of us that live down here in the Sunshine State, we blame a lot on that sun and that humidity that takes it out of us. But in fact, there's always a mirror, right? Waking in the morning sometimes can feel like a struggle just to get out of bed, even though you had a full night's sleep. Maybe you're experiencing that. Or falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon, needing to lay down and take a nap. This is caused when the energy is shifting throughout your spiritual body. This will pass in time. And remember, each person has a different time frame. For some of us, it could be weeks. Others, it could be months. Some people could take years. If you can create a pyramid structure, which we have a lovely one, you can sit under this, and it will give you a wonderful boost of energy. It will harness that universal light wave energy. And it can help boost when you're lacking, right? Again, drinking lots of water, hydrating the cell. A great way to energize your water if you vibrate towards crystal therapy and crystal energy. Investigating different crystals. You can use crystals that correlate to your chakras, and you can charge your water. Get some purified water that you keep in a container and put a few of those crystals in there and leave it in the windowsill for 3 days and let that crystal energy charge in there. That can really help to expand the cell. Eat light meals. If you're feeling tired and sluggish, this is not the time to be having a Thanksgiving 5-course meal for lunch at the local buffet. If you're feeling tired and sluggish, you need to eat light meals, eat organic vegetables, eat things that are more raw and less prepared and less preserved, things that are fresh cooked on the spot. If you're a person that works and finds yourself having to eat out of the home throughout the day, make better choices. Don't get that stuff from drive-thru windows with lots of grease and preservatives. Try to go somewhere where you can sit down and grab something at least that was cooked right there to order. Chances are most of those things are ordered and prepared more freshly. Take that extra time. The time we take to eat is so important to how our body assimilates the food and the nutrients. Doing light physical exercise will stimulate the energy flow through the body. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to go out and win the marathon or play a football game. You can simply do some yoga, stretch out on your bed with some nice music and stretch every part of your body. Take your dog for a walk. Play with your little brother or sister or your grandbaby for a little while. Stimulating physical activity. We hear those words and, you know, we're so pumped with media and we see these ripped bodies sweating and pumping iron and working out. Stimulating physical activity in the body does not have to be grueling or strenuous. And you don't have to go sign up for a fancy club and buy some fancy workout gear for it. It just means activating the cells of your body to do something. Heck, paint a picture and you're activating different cells of your body physically. Sing. Turn on the radio and stand in front of the mirror and sing a couple of songs. Not only do you get the benefit of all the physical activity from the breathing and the movement, but you get the vibration that flows through you and heal the cells of your body. Creative ways to stimulate physical activity. Work harder. I mean, work smarter, not harder. Now, the people who are experiencing extreme tiredness may say on the flip side, these people experiencing this are the lucky ones, but there are some people out there, a large group of consciousness, that say they're experiencing an excessive amount of energy. Like they just have to keep themselves busy. They can't sit still because sitting still will just drive them crazy and they can't turn off the voices in their head. You go to bed early, you're exhausted, right? But in a couple of hours, what happens? You're up and you're wide awake and your brain is just thinking and thinking and thinking and going. Again, this is caused by the photon energy belt that is accumulating around you from this shift, from this increase in molecular activity. And because the body's inability to store this energy is perhaps blocked or congested. Okay, so it's important not to get up and be active. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, do not jump out of bed. We think, oh, let's get out of bed. We'll get a glass of water. We'll turn on the TV. All you're doing is telling your body and your mind that you have permission to move and think and do and get up. It is very important to not get up. This energy is for healing all of your subtle body. That is your spiritual, your mental, your emotional, and your physical self. The best way to assimilate the energy is to just quietly sit and read or put on the television with something that will be peaceful, that will lull you to sleep. Don't put on a movie that you've been wanting to watch for a week and you decide now is the time since you can't sleep, because you're going to be stimulated. You're going to stay up. You're going to want to watch what happens next. I get picked on a lot because I'll put on a movie before bed that I've seen literally 100 times. I could recite the whole movie. The whole body in prison. 1,000. And this is true. I will. I don't even have to open my eyes to know what scene it is just by what they're saying. Because I know that I'm already going to be bored of that movie, that within the opening credits most of the time, I'm snoring. I'm asleep. I'm done. When they come home with a new movie I've been wanting to watch and they put that on and I know it's my nighty night time, forget it. I'm up. And then I'm up until 3 in the morning because now I'm overly stimulated because now I'm thinking and processing that movie that I watched. So, yes, ocean sounds are lovely. Nature sounds. They have many binaural coding, meditational CDs and music downloads that you can get. I know it's hard to sleep in the quiet. I've got to have a fan or some sort of soothing noise going to help me. Many people do. Again, make good choices. Don't put on the new Mad Max movie when you know that you're having trouble sleeping at night. Perhaps you should buy a CD with some nice gentle violins and ocean waves crashing in the background. Not as fun and exhilarating, but that's the point. We're trying to sleep. Right. All right, now this one I found to be very, very insightful. For those who may be experiencing unexplained weight gain, this is very, very interesting. Those of you out there, I want you to really listen to this and take this in and see if any of this hits home for you. It's a very common complaint, unexpected or excessive weight gain, fluctuations in your weight. The body feels like it's being invaded with all these extra waves of light and all these extra molecules moving around. The body becomes confused, doesn't know what to do. It feels as though it's invaded, so it begins to add layers of protection. Now, this is a particularly interesting if you are a light worker. If you are one of those people who's a natural healer out there, or you're the person in your family or in your group of friends that everybody seems to come to when they need that boost or when they need someone to lean on, right? Whether or not you know it, you're a light worker. Additional water is needed in light workers so that you can create and transmute this energy. If you don't have enough water flowing through you, the body will begin to store that water which ultimately will lead to stagnation and what? Swelling, bloating, right? Another major factor is that with the activation of new DNA, right, because as we stimulate the chakras and we move this energy around, we stimulate new DNA to produce. It's necessary to generate healing, and fat is needed to hold these new vibrations that are coming over. Body fat holds higher vibrations, which is necessary to generate healing and channeling energy. Many of you also have agreed, and this is interesting, to anchor ribs of light in the areas surrounding where you live, to be that anchor, to be that rock for your family, for your friends. Maybe some of you are working on a larger scale for your community or globally. Anchoring these grids requires body fat in order to help hold the energy. Body fat serves a very loving purpose as it allows the embodiment to assist Mother Earth in holding her vibration and becoming crystalline. The body fat is evenly distributed around every cell within the embodiment. This allows the entire body to act as a tuning fork to hold new vibrations. Yeah. Just a few more common symptoms to go through, and then we're going to open up and take a few calls. Maybe you've been losing your memory, feeling a little spacey lately, and this can be frightening because you can't remember what you had for dinner, and dinner was only an hour away. You're not losing your memory. You're changing over from left brain function to more of a right brain function. Areas of the brain are being activated to cope with the higher energies that are coming in. Sometimes you might find it hard to speak, or your words are coming out jumbled or garbled. Again, the situation will pass. Do not beat it with fear. Extreme sensitivity. As you open up to higher vibrations, you will find yourself becoming extremely sensitive to people, noises, light, smells, tastes, all sorts of things. This can affect the central nervous system and can be quite a difficult thing to cope with. Taking B vitamins and a multivitamin every day can help adjust this shift. Here's an interesting one. I know a few people who can do this. Blowing light bulbs or making electronics go haywire. Have you noticed this happening to you in a more amplified manner? If so, then you are really reaching a very high vibratory rate and will probably be a profound healer or a profound channeler of this light energy. It is due to extremely high energy coming into the physical form. It could be described as 50,000 volts of electricity coming in all at once. Not only can the body not cope, but it goes through the body and out again, and as it does, it affects lights and electronic equipment around you. Animal reactions. We may be finding that dogs, cats, and other animals are becoming more aware of your energy. Some of them may be frightened by it, or they may want to come and be around you all the time. Many animals cannot get enough of this energy. They are very sensitive to these rates that are increasing in vibration, and they love it because they're already naturally in that alpha-beta state. Food changes. As you vibrate higher, you will find that you no longer want the things you used to, coffee, tea, sodas, meat. These are all dietary changes that people make as they begin to vibrate faster. Meat especially, dense, can really, really affect the body's energy, especially if it has hormones and antibiotics in it. You may develop cravings for certain foods or go off of what used to be your favorite food. This is all normal and a part of the change, again, to that higher vibration. If you find this happening, let it happen. Explore new possibilities. There's a whole world of flavors and tastes out there and things that can do your body good. So if you're experiencing any or all of these things, you may be interested in learning how to adjust and align more comfortably. Food for me, anyone? Our home audience says that food has been the easy part of changing. Weak breathing and the headaches, that's hard to get over. But we're going to take some callers and we're going to talk about that. So we'd like you to get on the microphone and share your experiences in just a moment. So some of the ways that you can align more comfortably is decalcify your pineal gland. Become more aware of your diet, eat organic, raw, home-cooked food. Right? Evoke the elements. Get out there in the fresh air. Take deep breaths. Have a campfire under the stars. Go to the ocean and feel the spray on your face. Go to the woods and dig your feet down in that deep, dark, rich soil. Decrease the use of electronic items. Yes, I know that's tough for our ever-evolving technological world, but you have to make choices, people. Practice meditation and deep breathing. Expand your conscious awareness. Learn new things. Most importantly, from your heart, let go of your fear, let go of your doubts. Let go of your old ways of thinking. Welcome in the new. Welcome the shift. All right, so we're going to open it up to take a few callers, and I'm going to pass the mic over to Reverend Josh. He's got some announcements to make while we wait for callers to call in. We'd like you to share your experiences of the shift around you. Maybe you're experiencing some of these symptoms. You're having extra difficulty with one or the other. Maybe you've found a way to help adjust and align to these symptoms and these shifts, right? And we would like you to share. Call in, let us know what's going on out there. Let us know how it's affecting you. Are you feeling the evolution and the washing over you?
Hey, you can reach us at 773-897-6147. Go ahead and call in now if you have any questions or have any comments. And a couple of announcements. We want to let everybody know that this show is made possible by the love offerings of our listeners and tribe members. We're very blessed in the fact that until the end of the year, our Northern States Director and co-founder, Reverend Peter Kurtzberg, has paid the fees for Blog Talk Radio. Beyond that point, we're going to need your help. You can make donations at guyanus.org and just press the PayPal donation button. But you can also visit us at Morell's Building in Lake City for our police stop located at 461 Southwest J. Davis Road. On out to see us. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8:30 until 3 p.m. It is indoor and air conditioned.
All right, well, thank you very much to Peter for that amazing contribution. We appreciate that that will give us a few months on the air, so we look forward to being able to bring new and different shows each week to you with different guest speakers on here talking about all different topics. We may find that we talk deeper about topics such as the shift, because it's certainly way more to discuss than what we can comprehend in one evening. So we're just cracking the eggs here. Anybody at home in our at-home audience want to share anything that's been going on with them in this shift around them? If you do, feel free to step up to the mic and let us know what's going on around you. I know that I personally have absolutely experienced probably everything on the list that we've talked about. From aches and pains to the depression part, I find myself having those moments where I'm saying, am I doing enough? Am I doing the right thing? Does it matter? Am I hearing the right call, you know? And that doubt, that it comes in, that's that wobbling of energy frequency, and it happens to all of us. It doesn't matter what level of awakening we're at. Even with the mastery level of metaphysical awareness, we're still feeling the shift because we're human.
we were put here in this physical incarnation, and we are susceptible to frequency and vibration and energy. And everybody knows it, whether you know it or not. You ever meet a person where you just either you are instantly in love with them and you take care of that person and their energy, right? That energy, the whole beginning. Or maybe you meet a person and you don't know why, but for some reason you just do not want to be too close to that person. You stay next to them, you don't want to talk to them. It all has to do with energy and frequency. And it doesn't always have to have a word or a name. As long as you have divine understanding of these things, that's true. We are so susceptible as humans to energy. It's out there. And I know that I've been experiencing it and feeling it. And I usually take some quiet time to rest and to meditate. I'm learning. The universe has definitely put me on a journey this last year with physical trials and tribulations. Nothing bad to speak of, thank goodness, but I certainly not felt myself this last year. I've had a lot of things changing in my body, changing in my heart, changing in my mind, changing in my focus of intention. And I do believe that I'm expanding and increasing my levels of consciousness. And at first, I had to get a grip. I had to stop the fear from the inception of anxiety of, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? What did I catch? What do I have? What happened? What's breaking down? And I had to realize this is just a shift. Just be still. Take a day off. Take 3 days off if you need to. You know, there's nothing going on out there so important that you can't say, hey, I need to stay invested. I need to not take any phone calls and listen to any problems. You know that we're out of toilet paper or we need to. Sometimes you just don't even know this. Well, almonds are catching. We'll have another show on monetizable through in the top 10 of cancerous carbon agents to especially our elder. Aircraft to inside a riot. So, anyway, well, we don't have any callers this evening, it seems like. Either you are not wanting to share any of your experiences, or maybe you're just in processing them. Sometimes when we introduce new ideas, right, it takes a day or so, and we're driving around by ourselves, all of a sudden we go, oh, something I did last night, actually, yeah, it is happening to me. Thank you, I should have said something. So, part of the purpose of our shows will be to help in brain function and activity and get you guys participate and connecting with yourself, but connecting with the universe. Well, so as we talk about alleviating some of these symptoms, decalcifying the pineal gland, ridding ourselves of physical toxins and emotional toxins. Along with the mind, we have just a short minute together this evening. And so what I would like to do is talk briefly about shedding unwanted emotions and trying to live when we do a little exercise to help the brain up to shed some unwanted emotions. The guided meditation that we will experience to help shed the unwanted emotions and karmic debris, emotions that may be trapped in us from past lives that we don't understand why we have, that we're carrying around. And they may be keeping you from adjusting and shifting comfortably. Thoughts, habits, emotions, these things are in our psychic glucose. So think of a situation currently in your life that is not serving the expansion of your soul, that is not receiving the love vibration within you. Do you want to change it? Do not say yes, because everyone says, but do you really want to change it? Are you ready for the uncomfortableness that comes with change? The unfamiliar vibration. Do you welcome the unknown, or do you fear it?
the answer to change is yes. I can focus on the origin of that. Are you really jealous because your partner flirted with someone else? Or are you just remembering the vibration of a lover who was dishonest with you in the past? You can choose to not relive the same destructive vibration over and over again. Distract yourself from the situation by changing your response. This erases the unwanted blueprint line, and it gives us the opportunity to draw a new one. Reinforce this new vibration by repeating the new response every time the challenge or trigger arrives. Action, not reaction. That is the key to success. Reaction is unfocused power and energy. Action is focused power and energy. Most of all, be honest with yourself. Want to quit smoking. How many times have you heard that? That the let go of the desire to continue on in the action of smoking. I'm going to say that again. Let go of the desire to continue on in the action of smoking. Or whatever this habit or thought form is you may want to rid yourself of. And so you must let go. But if you can't let go, it's because maybe you don't want to really let go. Maybe you're not ready. You're not done with this lesson. You're not done being reminded over and over again of that vibration that is created by this topic or thought. So you have to do the work every moment, every day. You have to remind yourself to change the response to the stimulus. Don't be afraid to explore what new emotions and circumstances this might create. Breaking the cycle, breaking the habit is not enough. We must complete the cycle, or we will always be susceptible to fall back into that cycle. Physically and emotionally. It must choose completion in order for us to transmute the energy that we once created, because every decision, every action creates a flow of energy, and we begin a cycle. Some of them are uplifting and constructive and healing, and some of them weigh us down and are destructive and are not healing. So when we talk about shedding our karmic debris, shedding our unwanted emotions, we're talking about ridding ourselves of habits, of actions, of reactions, of thought forms, of emotions that are not serving our love vibration, that are not raising up our energy, that are not reminding us divine, compassionate self. All right, let's try an exercise, shall we? Everyone get comfortable wherever you are at home. Kick your shoes off. Sit back in the chair. Take this moment to dim the light if you'd like to. Close your eyes and settle in. Let's take a nice deep breath in together. In through your nose. Fill yourself up with all that cleansing, refreshing air and life force energy, and release through your mouth. And again, breathe in through your nose, filling your body up. Push that air down past your thighs, pushing out your belly, and hold. Allow yourself to become still and quiet.
releasing everything. Again, bring them to your own. Whole. Allow yourself to become still. Entropy. Emptiness. With fear. With confusion. Becoming the hollow shaft in which the universe will work for you. Again, breathe in. Allow yourself to settle in to your body's natural vibration. And slowly release. Allow all of the molecules of your being to relax and to gently open up. Be ready to receive new thoughts, new ideas, and new ways of healing. Now take slow, comfortable breath and allow yourself to get into a gentle touch. Feel these tiny waves and pulses of energy as they gently wash into you. Expand. Tailoring your thoughts. And allow your thoughts to clear, unclutter, let go of the day or the week that's behind you. I want you to think about a particular habit or emotional thought form that you may have. Something that is destructive that you would like to change for one reason or another. Something that you feel may be blocking the flow of life force energy, blocking the flow of love force. And I want you to think about how this habit or thought is affecting you. Think about how it's affecting the world around you. How does that make you feel? Is it strong enough to create the desire to want to change it? If yes, then let's continue. You feel the strong, low tone, deep vibration of desire as they rise up like this. You want to change this habit and end the cycle that you chose to begin. Continue to take deep silver, releasing fear, breathing in love. Let's think about how you felt when this habit or emotion first began. When it was new, what was happening in your life then? What was the dominant feeling? What were your individual realities? Breathe in, light and love. Hold and allow that love to resonate. So let's take a breath for the very first time that you began this action. rejected this thought or emotion. This cycle of energy. How did it feel the first time? Was there a sense of satisfaction? Or is it a disappointment? Something that inspired you to do it again and again? Or was it circumstance or guilt? What was the reality of your life at that moment? What was missing? What was fulfilled? Now take that feeling at that moment. See the vision become clear in your mind, like a video playback. Hear the words, see the sound, feel the vibration of that moment when that habit, when that unwanted emotion first began. And now repeat it over and over and over and over again. Keep reliving it until you hear, feel, and see every detail of the moment. See the cycle of energy that you've created each time you relive that action or you project that thought and emotion. Speed it up now. Allow the details of that moment to come faster and faster. Faster. You've sped up so much now, you can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel. That moment is being replayed and relived faster and faster, reaching the end of the cycle. And faster and over and over. Until it disintegrates before your eyes. And you feel the energy of that habit and that emotion dispersed. A million times. Leaving you all at once. Freeing you. Opening up new pathways. Light and love. And as these fractals disperse from your heart, from your spirit, from your consciousness, your heart is filled with gratitude. And you bid these unwanted thoughts and emotions and habits farewell. And you thank them as well for the lessons that they have taught you, for the experiences that they have given you. And you connect to your higher self in agreement that you are ready to let go, that you are ready to be free, that you have completed the cycle, and you have received all of the gifts. And all of the lessons that this experience had for you, and you are complete, and you are renewed, ready to take on new experience, and new challenge. And we take another deep breath into it. Filling up with light and love, with safety, with peace, with oneness. And we release, ridding ourselves of any shred of fear or doubt, or any piece of that unwanted emotion or action. We release it now. Open yourself to the light. You are a beautiful being, created in perfect balance, in perfect harmony. You are worthy of the light. You are worthy of love. You are ready to be free. Take another deep breath and clear your lungs. Hold that breath as long as you can. Become still. Become familiar with these new vibrations flowing through you. And just keep moving to allow the spirit and body to adjust, to realign. With each breath, you open and prepare for your new awareness. You are ready for the change. You are ready for the shift. Free your mind, free your heart. And take a few deep cleansing breaths. Allow those breaths to resonate with you. And as you feel yourself breaking, realign. Gently open your eyes and rejoin the conscious reality that's been around you. Well, I wish for all of you listening that that little exercise at least gave you a moment of peace and solitude within yourself. Perhaps for a few moments, the voices were quiet and stood still. Then you allowed the beating of your heart to take over, to remind you of the power that lies within yourself, the power that lies within each and every one of us. That power will guide us through. That power will heal us. The power of our heart has no fear and can overcome anything that the mind can create. Thank you.
few days, memories, thoughts, or emotions coming to the surface after participating in this exercise. If something didn't come to you right away in tonight's meditation, it doesn't mean that it's not rattling around in the subconscious. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for it to make itself known. So don't resist. Don't fear. If these memories and possible emotions become intensified or may seem that they are rushing upon you, have no fear. Embrace them. Confront them. Remember, you have the power and the choice to send these unwanted emotions off with love and with light, to open yourself up to a new awareness. Don't be afraid to test yourself with this habit or these thought forms or emotions, and make note of how you're feeling now when you're doing that same thing after you've undergone this exercise, after you've realized that you have the power and that this is your responsibility. See if you don't feel any different. It may not be as comfortable as it once was now that you've realized. Challenge yourself to see if you've really let go or if you're really ready to let it go. If you still want to let it go, we begin to identify with our habits, with our thoughts, with our emotions. And it's scary sometimes to rid ourselves of them, because then we have to do the work to become a whole new us. We have to reinvent ourselves. Who will we be if we don't have this tragedy or this pain or this misery or this anger or this heartbreak? Who will we be? Well, the great news is you can be anything that you want. Turn off your electronical gadgets and gizmos and gigawatt sticks and things of that nature.
Because
we're live. That's right. You spend some time getting to know you again, figuring out who you want to be. If you could clear the slate and start all over again, who would you become? What would you do with yourself? Right? Isn't that what we're all looking for? That one answer, that one thing that hits the reset button and we get a total redo? Well, we have that. We have that at our fingertips. At any moment, we can reset the psychic blueprint and have a whole total redo on what is our destiny and what is our future. We just have to let go of the fear. We have to let go of the comfort that we find in what we identify with and what we shroud ourselves with. All right, so I thank you guys for tuning in and listening tonight, for indulging us. I certainly hope we gave you food for thought, a new awareness, things to think about, maybe ease your mind just a little bit about the ailment or confusion you may be experiencing, so you feel like you're not going crazy and you're not falling apart at the seams. This is happening in a collective consciousness all around you. You're not the only one. If you didn't get anything else out of tonight, please know you are not alone. Not one of us is alone experiencing this. And we all affect each other. The critical mass. We all affect each other. Our evolutionary process will create a chain reaction in others. So if you're out there thinking for one moment that what you do or what you say has no effect on anyone and that you don't matter to this world anyway, well, you're just fooling yourself and trying to take the easy way out. But that's absolutely not true. We all have a very special and magical effect on each other. we have the ability to raise each other up in love and in light. So go forward from today forward in love and in light. Remember that it is love that is washing over this planet, and it is unconditional love, compassion, unity, togetherness. These are the things that will heal our world, that will create the paradise we were once given. Remember, we did not inherit this world that we live in from our grandfathers and from our grandmothers. We are borrowing this precious birth from our children. And, Reverend Josh, I'm going to turn it over to you one more time to do any closing announcements.
Well, the only thing I have is I want to remind you that this program is brought to you by your love donations. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, please go by Gaianus.org, hit the donation button, donate what you can. It doesn't matter what you put in there. Every little bit helps. If you're here at the house, please feel free to drop by the Love Fund Bucket and put in what you feel it's worth to you.
Since we have a few minutes, we can mention that we will be hosting the show again next Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The same shift time, same shift channel as the lovely Reverend Eric is in the background prompting us. So we appreciate that you guys tuned in, and hopefully you'll tune in again next week. We'll have another exhilarating topic of discussion. Hopefully we'll maybe have to rattle a few cages, get some people to call in and share something with us. It was quite a quiet evening.
Sure.
Absolutely. No. Censorship. We do appreciate you indulging us and tuning in and listening. Again, I hope that tonight has some amount of enlightenment for you, or at least brought some peace to your busy day and some solitude to your heart and to your spirit. Remember to walk in light and love. We appreciate any donations that we can get towards the show, towards our community project. I am Reverend Irene Worthy, and I have been accompanied by Reverend Joshua, and we are both from the Gaianus Free Church. To learn more about the Gaianus Free Church and what we stand for, you can go to Gaianus.org. Here in the Southern States, our director is Reverend Chris. She is a lovely, beautiful spirit. And our leading temple in the Southern States region is the Valkyrie Rose Temple. And we have many community outreach programs, food drives that we've started here within our local community for our tribe members, ways to help get some sweet treats, get some bread, some baked goods. We have our community thrift store in which we enable our volunteers to share in the profits of the thrift store so that we can create opportunities in this world where more and more people try to take those opportunities from us. So we appreciate you listening and tuning in and enabling us to continue to help others and to guide people through their awakening and to remind each other again that we are not alone. And I thank you for tuning in, and I will bid you all good night. I hope to see you here next week.